ABC Radio Australia.
Tonga's Prime Minister has suggested that parliamentarians should spend time in jail over the handling of a controversial satellite deal. Akilisi Pihiva's comments come less than a month after a court ruling found a company controlled by the Tongan royal family, Tongasat, unlawfully received millions of dollars worth of public money. Yara Murray-Adfield explains.
The civil case has been settled in court, but it appears the politicking isn't over just yet. Tonga's Prime Minister Akilisi Pihiva has told Parliament every MP, including himself, should be sent to prison over their handling of a controversial telecommunications deal. Noble MP Lord Fusatua arrived to witness the end of what he says was a heated dispute in Parliament.
I was rather taken aback by such a wild claim which has no great basis in reality or in law.
The debate boils down to a deal made early this decade with a Chinese state-owned company that saw nearly $50 million granted as aid to the government, with most of that money ending up with the telecommunications company Tongasat. The company is controlled by Princess Pilulevu and manages the orbital satellite slots belonging to the country. Associate Professor Malachi Kolomatangi is the Director of Pacifica Studies at New Zealand's Massey University.
There was always the issue of whether a private company can lay claim to something that was considered to be a national session. So there's been some that kind of wrangling over the years.
After that deal was inked, a 2012-2013 report from the Auditor General suggested it was illegal, and Mr. Pihiva now says MPs should go to jail over not taking action. Associate Professor Kolomatangi again.
I think he was jesting, obviously, that they should go, but I think also he was genuinely, he felt that there's some responsibility should be borne by himself and others who were in Parliament at the time.
According to the Matangi Tongan newspaper, Mr. Pihiva suggests parliamentarians should take turns in prison and would only do their times on weekends. Lord Fusatua says he won't be putting his hand up to join the PM.
To come and take a selfie next to him, definitely. Other than that, no, I have no intention of joining his plan, which has no basis in reality. The law.
Last month, a five-year-long civil case over the deal ruled in favour of the two plaintiffs, the Civil Service Association and the now Prime Minister, who started the action when he was an MP. Both Tongasat and the plaintiffs have until the end of this week to lodge an appeal to the August 17 decision. But it appears the debate is continuing out of court, with the attention turning now to what went wrong to begin with. Here's Associate Professor Kolomatangi.
I would hope that any report by any Auditor General, whether now or in the future, is treated with the, with all seriousness.
Lord Fusatua agrees.
Lessons about the rule of law and heeding them can be learnt, because had they realised that maintaining the sanctity of the agent's agreement from the outset was always the governing law, then we could have saved a lot of people a lot of money, including the taxpayers, because any liability held by the Prime Minister will now be paid out from taxpayer dollars.
Those warnings will soon be put to the test. The House is this week discussing a fresh Auditor General report looking into alleged claims of the misuse of public funds by the Prime Minister and six MPs.